morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock Corn Belt Classic 21. It's coming up Wednesday, Thursday, June 12th and 13th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 11,400 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 8,700 weaned calves, and over 19,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Did you know that June is National Dairy Month? June is the perfect time to celebrate dairy by drinking milk and eating cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. I'm Debbie Arthur of Arthur Dairy. I'm a proud dairy farmer, and I invite you to join me in celebrating all things dairy this month. To search recipes that include healthy and delicious dairy foods, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
In its latest crop progress report for the week ending June 9th of 2019, the United States Department of Agriculture indicated that the U.S. corn and soybean crops are still behind the normal benchmark for this time of year. According to the report, producers have advanced the U.S. corn crop planting from 67% a week ago up to 83%. That's 16% short of the normal 99% achieved on average over the past 5 years. Of the I states, Iowa is leading despite the planting setbacks that have occurred this year from persistently wet conditions, with 93% of its intended acres planted, just 7 points under its normal rate. Illinois is currently at 73% complete with its planting, compared to 100% on average. Likewise, Indiana is typically 100% complete around this time, but at present is only 67% complete. Ohio is the furthest behind schedule at just 50% complete with planting. Both Ohio and Indiana expect to see prevent plant acres well above average this year, while Illinois prevent plant acres are likely to be scaled back as farmers have continued to plant past prevent plant insurance dates. Nationwide, though, the U.S. corn crop is 62% emerged, compared to 93% both last year and for the five-year average. The U.S. corn crop has a current condition of 9% poor to very poor, 32% fair, and 59% good to excellent. That's 18 points lower than the good to excellent condition this time last year. The U.S. soybean crop, meanwhile, continues to run behind schedule in regard to its planting as well. At present, only 60% of the crop is planted versus 92% last year and 88% on average, though this is significantly higher than 39% as reported 1 week ago. Only 34% of the crop is emerged, barely half that of the average of 73% and 81% last year. Meanwhile, across the southern plains in Oklahoma, the winter wheat harvest has reached 4% complete, down 39 points from the previous year and down 28 points from normal. Wheat's condition this week in the state rates 9% poor to very poor, 28% fair, and 63% good to excellent. Meanwhile, in Kansas, winter wheat's condition rated 12% poor to very poor, 30% fair, and 58% good to excellent. Winter wheat headed is at 96% this week, compared to 98% last year and 99% for the average. Coloring is at 49%, well behind 75% last year and 74% for the five-year average. Mature is at 2%, well behind 24% last year. Finally, across Texas, winter wheat is 27% harvested versus 55% last year and 42% for the five-year average. Wheat's condition rates at 5% poor to very poor, 27% fair, and 68% good to excellent. Remember, as always, you can review the complete crop progress report for this week by clicking over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the weak straw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.